Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you learn something.
Or maybe you laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
What's up, baby?
Well, I don't know, man. We're a little tired. We're a little
super tired
this week because we're old.
And busy.
Old and busy. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what randomly we haven't had to deal with this week?
Yeah.
Though we have had to deal with invasive wasps. You can't say that word. Wasps.
Yeah, those little bastards.
Flying bugs. Anyways, and we haven't had a hurricane. We haven't had a fire. We haven't had a heat wave.
Nah,
pretty
Florida,
good. Man's doing well.
Florida's going to get hammered again.
So anyways, what we haven't had to deal with is what this homeowner had to deal with.
Yeah.
Which, are you ready? This happened in June.
Okay.
So, a homeowner mystified by strange cheese puff-like overnight growth in their garden. I had some pop up in my yard, too, they said.
Dang, I'm glad I didn't pop up in my yard. I would eat that.
I know, man. How much would you want to eat the cheese puff fungus?
I love cheese puffs.
I know. So they made this into a whole article on Yahoo, and now we're talking about it.
Was it just a mushroom?
But basically, this person put a photo on Reddit of a bunch of, quote, small, brilliant orange domes, and it was, quote, a funky fungus. And it looked like a bunch of spilled goldfish, and other people called it delicious cheese puffs because this person put it on Reddit, and you can't expect people to be serious on Reddit. And other people are like, it's slime mold, it's wolf's milk, it's blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And then other people put pictures of their own orange, bright orange.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's wicked orange, and it's slimy, and it's called a slime mold.
Does it not look like a cheese puff?
And it also looks like toothpaste slime. It does not look yummy, and it is often found on decaying wood.
But it's not toxic.
No, man. So but it looks it. It's so bright.
Well, I in general don't eat mushrooms and lobster from a professional provider.
A professional provider.
Yes.
But yeah, man. But, you know, if you don't ever know what the fungi is, don't eat the fungi.
See?
Even if it's a fun guy.
Yeah.
If you don't know who he is, don't eat him. So yeah, there you go. Random, huh?
Dude, you just made a sex joke.
I didn't. You didn't even laugh. It took you so long.
That's because you caught me off guard. You never made
a
joke.
I know.
Jokes.
I'm just tired. When I'm tired, I've gotten up.
Well, listen.
Man.
Just remember tonight that I'm the fun guy.
Gary
just made you miss out on a world-class yawn.
He was being a jerk. He was
not on purpose. It was just there, and I wanted everybody to hear it.
I said, are you ready? He said, yeah.
It was much better than
that. It was terrible. So this week's podcast is called, Are You a Standalone or Are You a Series?
And what is you referring to?
Maybe my marriages. So, Chuck.
Miniseries right now.
Shut up. Chuck Wendig has a piece on his blog, Terrible Minds, called Series versus Standalone Cage Match.
Okay.
Which shows that Wendig is great at blog headlines and marketing.
I guess
but
so.
But his riff on a blue sky do you know what blue sky is, baby?
No.
Okay, Grandpa. Blue sky is a new social media site. A lot of authors are on there. You have to get invited. So anyways, there's a lot of writer elite on there that he was talking to, and they were going on about what's better, a standalone book or a series of books.
Oh, you're talking about books.
Yeah, so quickly, not marriages.
I thought you were talking about people in general.
Oh, well, just wait. Okay. All right, so his reasons why a standalone book is better than a series is because A, writing a series is depressing. B, publishers need to give all their support only to that first book, usually, and then they forget about all the rest of the books. And then C, standalones have, New hope for ancillary rights, which are, like, rights for, like, audio and international rights. And, like,
merch, man.
And merch. And standalones have a new shot at discoverability, he says. So basically he's saying if your first book doesn't really work, you're committed to the series anyway. And then, you know, also paper prices are becoming a problem and people tend to be readers of a series and then they're not really readers of an author. And if you're an author, you want them to be readers of all your books, right?
Right.
So that's a lot of stuff. Wrap your head around. But it made me think about the state of publishing and the state of living. See, I brought it together like you were trying to do in the very first line of your life right here in this podcast. And so it's like, do we as humans want to be a group of series or standalones? Like, do we want to put our life into part of a bigger connective something or other? Or be inclusive all in itself?
Right.
Or both. Why can't you be both?
You can.
I don't know. Everybody likes either ors, man.
You can be a miniseries.
Because you are. Author Keith Rosin talks about opening his box of newly released books that he wrote.
Yeah.
Right? And he wrote, cracking open that box reminded me that every single book I write is a high wire act and a sleight of hand trick and a mystery all smooshed together, because there's always that nattering question buried beneath the wonder of holding your book in your hands for the first time. Always the same thing. How the hell did I do this? And will I ever manage to do it again? So that's the kind of, no offense to Keith, who I've never met and hopefully never will now, because that's the kind of author quote that just drives me mad.
Oh, yeah, that's like one of those pretentious ones.
Yeah, you know, authors are just people. We're no more mysterious. We're no more magical. We're not anything better. And that kind of quote always makes me cringe inside because it, like, mystifies the process of storytelling, which is something humans have done for as long as we've been humaning and communicating, right?
You know what author quote makes me cringe inside?
What?
It's actually more like an Instagram post.
What?
When it's like some author, usually of a certain gender, shows themselves in like their pajamas in bed from like the waist down.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're like, oh, hard morning at the office or something like that.
Those jerks.
You know what I mean?
Those jerks.
I know, you never work from bed.
No, I don't. Because I think of authoring as a real job. So.
It is.
Anyways. If we look at Keith's quote and we don't have our knee-jerk defensiveness about it, what we see here is that it's like, you know, life is kind of like what he's making being a writer about. Like, it's about smushing all the things together and making sense out of everything and figuring out how you do that, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of exciting. Oh no, it's our scanner that Sean didn't turn off.
I forgot, dude.
So everyone, listen. This is the sound of a scanner in your home.
They're done now.
And we listen to it because we also have a hyperlocal news blog. And so we listen to the police.
It's a digital newspaper.
It's a digital. It's a digital. Because that's another part of the series of books that is our life, right?
Hell yeah.
Podcaster. News people. Random mainers. We don't like pretentious quotes. Yay!
So don't stop that yet.
Okay.
Because I was thinking when we were talking about the ancillary rights.
Yeah.
And I said merch.
Yeah, merch. You want to make merch, baby?
Well, I would like for the Barbara Rose series You know, to be like super duper like Harry Potter popular. Okay. And then we could have merch and we could have the cast of characters bobbleheads collection. And then I could have my own bobblehead.
You just want your, is that what you want for your birthday? Because it's too late now to order you a bobblehead.
No, I don't want to do a bobblehead with me.
I am a bobblehead.
You're not a bobblehead.
I feel like a bobblehead right now. All right, moving on.
Dole tip for life.
So this week's dog tip for life comes from Pogi, and that's what, Shawnee?
Pogi the puppy, who's currently
climbing the bookcase,
a lamb down off of the bookshelf, because she just discovered that it existed about 2 days ago.
And she made the connection?
Yes, that she loves that lamb.
And what do connections have to do with our dog tip for life?
Well, connections are okay. Right. Or they can be okay, says Pogi the puppy.
Like, it's okay. Like, the writing tip of the pod, if we had one like we used to, but I guess we will unofficially this time, is like standalone or series, whatever. It's really about the story and your personal goals as a writer writing that story.
Or a liver.
Or a liver. You don't have to be... What? A liver?
No, not a liver, the organ. I meant somebody that is living.
Or a human, right? Like, you can be like, yeah, I like to connect my chapters. Or you can be a person who closes things off as you move from one space of your life to another. You can be a writer who has one story that is a series and another story that is a standalone book.
That's right.
Don't let everybody pigeon you into either or bullshit.
Definitely not.
Yeah. You can tell I'm crazy
about that. I mean, that's like a life. That's like a life saying right there.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody pigeonhole you into bullshit. Is that what you said?
Yeah. There. I wrote it down in the podcast. I feel like it's profound. It's right up there with Keith's quote.
It's more concise.
Don't let others pigeonhole you into BS, man.
Just don't let them pigeonhole you, period.
Yeah, that's right. Take it from us.
Be who you want to be.
Say, sure. I almost call myself Sherry and Con.
Oh, nice.
I think we could be Sherry and Con instead of Carrie and Sean.
Sure.
But anyways, you tell people that Carrie and Sean said, no, I don't have to pick. I'm allowed to be.
I don't have to be pigeonholed.
Everything doesn't have to be a bipolarity or a dichotomy. We don't have to choose sides.
That sounds like some sort of new sex term. Pigeonholing.
I choose a side that doesn't have that statement in there anymore. On to the next husband!
How about... Now you're getting into the big leagues of...
I'm getting to the Zsa Zsa Gabor Elizabeth Taylor.
I was talking about a series. Like, you almost get, you know, if you get rid of
I'm
me,
like Outlander.
If you get rid of me, you might get picked up by Netflix. A shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, do you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new...
Amazing Creepy podcast is Dude, No! It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Which we stream live.
On Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
live.
We're going to do a hot wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.